Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today in this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin by contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 105. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 105. God's peace and joy are mine. God's peace and joy are yours. Today we will accept them, knowing they belong to us. We will try to understand these gifts increase as we receive them. They are not like the gifts the world can give, in which the giver loses as he gives the gift. The taker is richer by his loss. Such are not gifts, but bargains made with guilt. The truly given gift entails no loss. It is impossible that one can gain because another loses. This implies a limit and an insufficiency. A major learning goal this course has set is to reverse your view of giving so you can receive. For giving has become a source of fear, and so you would avoid the only means by which you can receive. Accept God's peace and joy, and you will learn a different way of looking at a gift. God's gifts were never lessened when they are given away. They only increase thereby. Peace and joy are mine. This lesson is talking about giving and receiving. We can only give what we have. And if we believe we have peace and joy, then we are able to give it. It talks about how the world sees giving and receiving. The world sees giving as a loss, that once given, you no longer have. But in giving our true gifts of peace and joy, when we give those that grow in us. Because as we give them, we teach ourselves that we have them. So as we give peace and joy, we teach ourselves we have peace and joy. By giving, we learn we have, and so we receive at the same time. This morning in meditation, I was thinking about yesterday's lesson of our altar of devotion. And the boxes of false beliefs that we have placed on our altar. And I saw that the heart was in the box. It was all taped up tight because I was trying to protect it. I didn't want it to be harmed. So I have it boxed up and placed someplace safe. Kind of like Rapunzel, who is put in a tower to keep her safe. And I saw that everybody has their heart in a box, trying to keep it safe. That we are so afraid that if we were to let our heart out, we would expose ourselves. And those around us wouldn't cherish our heart as much as we do. And so to protect it, we keep it locked up. And my heart tells me it doesn't want to be in a box. My heart wants to express peace and joy. As today's lesson said, God's peace and joy are mine. If I have my heart closed up in a box, hidden away, then peace and joy are hidden away with it. And I can't give peace and joy because I don't know I have them, because I have them hidden away. My heart wants to be free. It wants me to open the box and let it out. It wants me to have faith in it. Faith. That it is not something that needs protection in the way that I am trying to protect it. I have to give my heart freedom if I am to know that I am free. And this lesson is saying the same thing. I have to give peace and joy in order to know I am peace and joy. Holy Spirit, help me today to listen only to the heart and to let it out. Help me not to try to control it and protect it, but instead help me to allow it to express itself and remind me to listen to the heart and be guided by it. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we allow our mind to quiet down. Knowing the thoughts of the doings of the day are not our gifts from God. And we allow ourselves to sink deeper and deeper into the heart, into the presence of love. Allowing ourselves to feel the expression of the heart as peace and joy. Thank you for joining with me in allowing our peace and joy. Namaste.